When you want to talk NBA, nobody better to have you have joined the show than Mark J. Spears. He's from The Undefeated, and he joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mark, always a pleasure, man. How are you?
Oh, man, just trying to figure out the world, brother.
How's that going?
It's an everyday struggle.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? When you get a lead, let us know, because, whew, I'm puzzled.
I got a lead, but that's about it.
Well, hey, we appreciate your time today. We know you're busy, and thanks for squeezing us in. Cavaliers right now, you know, every time you think, all right, this, oh, boy, that's a problem. There goes Colin Sexton. Oh, wait a minute, there's a huge problem. There goes Ricky Rubio. Now, all of a sudden, they're, you know, they're bouncing back, and they're 3-1 on a road trip after having a few issues. How impressed are you, aren't you, whatever you are, with the Cavs this year?
Oh, I'm stunned. I really felt like they were going to be good before the season started and that they were going to surprise some folks, right? I saw them as a playoff team before the season started. But to your point, to lose, you know, Sexton, to lose Ricky, and to still be winning games is amazing. And, you know, I think that's a credit to J.B. Bickerstaff and their staff for doing an amazing job. J.B., right now, as a coach of the year candidate, has to be, because they just, with each hit that they get, and these are season ending hits. This isn't like, oh, they went into protocol, or oh, they're going to be out a week or two. These are like two, basically, what, you're starting and your backup point guard, right?
Yes.
And who had amazing games beforehand, they're gone. But somehow, you know, they've kept the ship afloat. And which is, like, very creative and maybe even game-changing in a way that the three-pointer with Curry and others has been game-changing or altering, is the fact that he's using all this size, right? Like, we've been told that small ball is a thing, but then you, like, you have a guard, one guard, and four bigs. Like, I love it. Like, it's been fun, and it's been great to watch those guys and the resurgence of Kevin Love as well. So if this team was healthy, I wouldn't be surprised, but based on everything that's gone on, I am shocked.
What do you make of the impact that Evan Mobley has had this early in his career?
Well, I think that I saw him play at USC last season, and I saw this 10 man, right? C3PO like player who had all this talent but seemed a little soft. I think USC in college, it was as though he's getting double teamed, they're running zone. So I was like, man, and I talked to him about it. I interviewed him before for a story for the draft. I'm like, it's going to be really interesting when you're not getting double teamed and zoned up anymore, when they're not clogging the lane and you got some space to work with. And he was like, yeah, I look forward to seeing that too. And now you see what it could do. And he's, I just didn't think it was going to translate this early. I thought it was going to take some time, especially for his body, to be able to play on this level. Not that he didn't have a talent, just physically play on this level. And he's translated from day one. He's made an impact since day one. He's a quiet kid, good family, and he's certainly, I think, going to be a star in this league for a long time. But I didn't see it this fast. I thought it would be like year two, year three, once you guys put more weight on him. But he's certainly special. And I think in time has all-star potential as well.
Mark J. Spears joining us from The Undefeated. Mark, you have a great story out that came out 2 days ago about Rajon Rondo. And the headline on the story says, I still want to compete at a high level. And this kind of shows where the Cavs are, because he said, I was okay in L.A. I didn't ask for a trade, but this is a better opportunity. I wanted to play more, and I was excited about it. Well, usually you don't hear people with the Lakers thinking they want to come to the Cavaliers. Nice to have it the other way around. What can Rondo bring to this team? You know, we all think of him as a Celtic and a real smart basketball player, but he's bounced around a lot, kind of looking for a home. What does he bring to this team?
Well, you know what? It's funny. The only part of the interview where he was deadpan with me, and I call him Johnny. I've known Johnny since like early in his career, before Garnett and Ray Allen showed up in Boston. You know, and he was trying to figure it out. I said, it's got to be weird for you wearing a Cavs jersey, huh, after all them battles right early in your career.
Yeah.
And he looked at me like, man, this is a business, man. I'm not tripping off of that no more, you know. but I think the thing with him that's great is he was only there 4 days, and then he invites the young guys to dinner in Portland. Mobley's there, you know, Garland's there, and several other players there, and that shows you what he could give off the court. Like, I think it's really big for a team to have a veteran leader, and when you don't have one, it could pay dividends. I've talked to Carmelo Anthony about this. When he was in Denver, the Nuggets wanted to have somebody that had time to, you know, mentor him, keep an eye on him, and they actually thought about signing LaFonso Ellis and didn't. And when Melo showed up in Denver, he basically became the star of the team and had the biggest influence from the time he walked in. And in hindsight, years later, I talked to him about it. He said, man, I would have loved to have LaFonso Ellis there. I needed somebody like that I could talk to that had time to talk to me, like Kenyon Martin, Marcus Camby, you know, Andre Miller, them dudes didn't have time, right? And I think with Rondo, where Garland needs to speak to somebody, he got time, right? He got energy to look at film with him. He's a big-time mentor and also somebody that keeps it honest as a high basketball IQ, but in the same vein as you see Udonis Haslam with Miami or, you know, Andre Iguodala with the Golden State Warriors. You know, just has I think every team with a lot of young players need that. So, you know, it probably would behoove and wouldn't cost the Cavs much to keep them beyond this season, because in a big way, your guards are very, very important. Garland already is told me he's already like squeezing information from him. So what would it hurt, even if he's your third point guard, to have him around, right? But on the court, he's somebody that gives you the veteran presence, played in big games. This team makes playoffs, which I think they will. He could make sure that they're straight mentally, that they're prepared the right way, that they know what's coming their way. And he's a coach on the floor, and I think he'll be an NBA head coach one day.
It's interesting, because two games, Mark, after he did that dinner in Portland, they're up a point. Time running out in Sacramento, timeout, and Rondo grabbed the guys as they were going on the floor. I don't know if you saw it. Pulled the team together, and he's giving out instructions, you know, after they broke the huddle with JB. And then De'Aaron Fox ends up, you know, getting the last shot. Rondo was all over him, still got off a good shot, missed it. But it was interesting to see these young guys listening like crazy to the guy who had been with the team for three or four games.
And I think that's an influence that a veteran guy with two championships could have on that team that he can't have with the Lakers. You know, I mean, the Lakers have so many vets. They don't need to hear him. You know what I mean? Like, maybe from time to time he tosses something in. But these kids, like I said, kids, oh, man, like, Darius was like, when he first got here, we were like, that's Rajon Rondo. Like, yeah, you played with him, but it's a different thing to work with him. And they, you know, with all due respect to Kevin Love and Rubio, like, I think Rondo has more of that big brother, put my arm around your shoulder, let's look at film together, let me give you some advice kind of mentality to him. Like, everybody's not built like that, right?
Yeah.
But he's been mentoring players basically since his days in Chicago, which was several years ago now. And it's the same thing that Garnett did for him, Pierce, you know, when he was in Boston. And he, you know, to taking the young guys to dinner, that's what Garnett did. he's just basically using what KG told him and taught him and grabs the bill. And, I mean, you know, when Darius gets paid now, maybe Darius takes the check. But also, in time, when Rondo is retired and gone, he's going to have the same kind of influence on Mobley and Garland for their years. They'll remember this. Know what kind of impact they'll be able to have on a young player one day.
That's cool. Mark, thanks. We know you squeezed us in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Hey, man. Happy New Year. See you guys all, Star.
You as well, man. And if you figure out the world, let us know.
Yeah, please.
All right.
Mark J. Spears from The Undefeated joining us. And his story about Rondo is a good one. I still want to compete at a high level. And Rondo, happy to come to the Cavaliers.